This is John Batchelor. I asked John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, about the Bush administration's intention to bring Ukraine and Georgia into NATO at the end of 2008. John's response is filled with the twists of these last 15 years, not the least being that if that plan had gone through, it was opposed by France and Germany, worrying about provoking Russia. If that plan had gone through, history would have changed profoundly here in 2023. Here's John Bolton.
What had happened after the end of the Cold War was not, as some say, NATO rushing to expand eastward. It was the liberated Central and Eastern European countries rushing toward NATO to join. And they came in no particular order, but through the 1990s. And what NATO failed to do was to reckon with the uncertainty that would be created by leaving a gray zone between NATO's eastern border, if you will, and Russia's western border. And Bush was trying to solve that problem, certainly by bringing Ukraine in. But France and Germany objected because they didn't want to offend the Russians. And so the Bucharest summit, NATO summit, ended up with the worst of all worlds. Ukraine and Georgia not brought into NATO, but a declaration issued saying they would be at some time in the future. And the consequence of that was 4 months later, in August of 2008, Russia invaded Georgia, and a few years later invaded Ukraine.
This is John Batchelor.